The Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition is getting cranked up once again this weekend. Environmentalists have gone on this 1,000-mile trek across the state a couple times before. WUSF's Steve Newborn has more.
This time, the trio of conservationists will take 7 days to traverse a wildlife corridor connecting Highlands and Polk counties. The Lake Wales Ridge was one of the few places in Florida above water during the last bout of global warming 2 million years ago. Many species there are found nowhere else in the world. Wildlife Corridor Executive Director Jason Lauritsen says this area needs to continue to be connected to other natural areas of the state before development closes off those routes.
It is a hotspot for global biodiversity. It's the place with the most concentrated endemic species east of the Mississippi River. It's an amazing biodiversity spot, and it's worth protecting.
Lauritsen says the wildlife corridor is making headway in getting public attention and state conservation dollars to protect wildlife migration paths.
Thanks to prior expeditions, most of our elected officials are aware that there is this thing called the Florida Wildlife Corridor that helps to drive that funding. However, not nearly enough is being done to do acquisitions to keep up with the pace of growth.
The trek will kick off Sunday morning at Highlands Hammock State Park near Sebring. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.